In the Mountain West battleground state of Nevada, the first votes of the 2024 general election have already been cast. Earlier this month, tribal members living in the state's 28 tribal communities gained access to the state's digital absentee voting system. It's part of an effort to improve access to the ballot for Indigenous voters across that state. KNPR's Paul Boger reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native American Day is celebrated every fall, and at the Reno Sparks Indian Colony, it starts with a group photo.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, Native pride! All right, we're good!
And a march through the streets. Afterwards, families and friends gather in the colony's gym for food and fellowship. Between the community competitions, an announcer reminds residents that they can register to vote and cast their ballot in the gym.
So if you're ready to vote, right now, go on over to the ladies over at the voter registration table and they can take care of you.
In a corner, Emma Williams sits at a folding table with clipboards and voter registration forms. Next to her, there's a handmade Native's Vote poster and a placard with a QR code that takes you to a page on the Nevada Secretary of State's website for the Effective Absentee System for Elections, or EASE for short. Williams explains.
So we are helping the Secretary of State's office push EASE on tribal reservations. Typically, the absentee ballot has been utilized for people who are in the military overseas, but now tribal members who live on reservations have easier access to voting.
The state of Nevada developed EASE in 2014 to allow members of the armed forces and other residents living overseas to cast absentee ballots online. State lawmakers broadened its use to encompass voters with disabilities in 2020, and last year, Republican Governor Joe Lombardo signed a law expanding its use to tribal communities. That's because Native Americans face historical and geographic obstacles to casting a ballot, including a lack of polling locations and unreliable mail service.
One of the day-to-day challenges that you come to accept.
That's Brian Mason, chairman of the Shoshone Paiute Tribes of the Duck Valley Reservation, which straddles the Nevada-Idaho state line 2 hours north of Elko. The only way on or off the reservation from Nevada is a single two-lane road that's often closed during bad weather. In 2021, Duck Valley sued Elko County to secure the community's first ever in-person polling place. Before that, Mason says tribal members just voted when they could.
You know, in the past, it's been, well, if you couldn't make it to Elko, then you just didn't make it to Elko. But now, it's a little bit easier for us. That, you know, everybody's appreciative, just so they can partake in the election.
The U.S. Census Bureau does not report voter statistics for Indigenous voters. However, the Native American Rights Fund estimates that the average turnout during the last six election cycles was 37.2%. Turnout among white voters averaged around 50.7%. Matilda Miller is with the Native Voters Alliance of Nevada, one of the organizations that pushed for the expansion. She says EASE, along with voting by mail, allows Native voters in Nevada to have their voices heard like never before.
I think it's a great opportunity, and I think it's great to see that this voting tool is being expanded to our people.
Opponents of electronic voting have expressed doubts about the EASE system's security. Miller says those concerns are part of an effort to continue disenfranchising Native voters. Still, she says voting online will not fix everything, mainly because the same residents who lack reliable mail service also lack broadband access.
I'm excited about it, and I'm hoping that with more years, more elections, and the more education that's going to continue to happen, that more people are able to take advantage of the system.
Back at the Reno Sparks Indian Colony, several potential voters asked for information about the EASE system. One person used it, but declined to talk about the experience. Most wanted to ensure that they were registered, while others asked for information on candidates and issues. Bethany Sam is a spokesperson for the colony. She says her neighbors are voicing concerns about everything from economic well-being to tribal sovereignty.
Climate change is huge. Healthcare systems and even our Indian Health Services clinics can collect law enforcement and missing and murdered Indigenous peoples. Court systems and charging federal crimes on reservations.
When asked if candidates are addressing those concerns, Sam says some have made an effort and that it's better than it used to be. But she adds that just 100 years ago, her people were not considered American citizens, so it's going to take a little longer before Native communities vote at the same levels as their non-Native counterparts.
That it's just three generations ago and we're still overcoming a lot of the historical trauma that we deal with daily, poverty, mental wellness, you know, trying to move forward, and that's part of our resilience.
As for in-person voting, the Secretary of State's office says there'll be 18 polling locations on tribal land on Election Day, as well as 12 early voting locations and 8 ballot drop boxes available to Native voters throughout the state. Paul Boger, KNPR News.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.